Let's go to the title track. It's called Changes. It's a Black Sabbath song, a song that's a little bit of a left field pick, I would think. Why did you choose this song for this album?
It's like a part of me, of my life that I've been through. And so it took pretty good. And like what made me really want to learn it is because of my mom and because of the lyrics fits my soul. And when I hear something that my soul likes, I can bring it out.
So it fits your mom in what way?
Because she was like leaving me at this world. She was passing away, and we was binding together again because we had a lot of absence in our life between one another. And she was telling me a lot of things about her life, and I was telling her things about my life and my absence and of her. One part in the song where it says, it took so long to realize I can still hear her last goodbye. But now all my days have turned to tears. I wish I can go back and change these years.
It took so long to realize I can still hear her last goodbye. And now all my days are filled with tears. Wish I can go back and change these years.
What kind of feelings were you going through when you found out that your mother wanted to get to know you again?
Bittersweet, a little on the anger side. But when she and I opened up to really listen to what she had to say, and I heard some of the changes that she'd been through, and then I look at a lot of things she said. I look at a lot of things that in my life that I was going through and been through. I said, whoa. She said, son, back in my days, it was a little more difficult for me to exist than you are today. And she told me some things, and I listened to it, and I heard in the cry of her voice that she really was sincere what she was saying. And I said, Mom, let's forget about the past. Let's bind these minds together and learn to love one another. And from that day on, we started talking. She'd come up and out of the middle of nowhere and say something to me. I said, whoa, why you say that, Mom? And she'd tell me, she said, that's one of the reasons I was telling you about my past. I'm glad I did get a chance to really get to know her.
She was my woman. I love her so.
You're open how you lived on the street for a number of years.
Yes, it's true.
Most of us can't relate to that. What do people need to know who have never been homeless or never known anyone who's homeless? What do we need to know about people who are homeless?
I'd say if you have someone in this world that loves you and care about you, stay close. Listen to a person that's been through it and take the knowledge of what that person is saying to you. Because I don't wish this on nobody with the past experience that I've been through. It's been a hard time. Just imagine a child, 14 years old, so living in the subway train, living in the streets, living in abandoned buildings, trying to find food. Didn't know what to do. Thought I was grown. Thought I knew everything. But I didn't know nothing. All I knew, just like people took me when they want something from me, they use me into their own selfish ways. But what kept me strong is my faith.
How do you keep the faith?
I remember what my grandmother always told me, and I said this to all of my interviews. How do you know God and something you never seen before? How do you have that belief in your heart and never seen God? And my grandmother always said, if you love God, you know you love God with all your heart and soul. So show his creations, man and woman on earth, that you love them and learn how to carry your cross like Jesus carried his cross. And then God should hear your cry in heaven.
How do you keep that with you when you've gone through so much?
When I fall, stumble on my face, I remember when Jesus fell straight on his face. When Jesus said to God, Father, why thou forsake me? And he was carrying the cross to be crucified. And every time he thought the creator of all mankind had defeated him. So if Jesus Christ had been defeated by the master of all mankind, who am I not to be defeated?
Crazy for Your Love is another song on the album, Charles, and it opens with the lyric, I've been all around the world looking for love, and all the time it was right here, right by my side. Is that about a specific person?
No, I want it to be, but it's not.
Okay.
It's one of my fantasies.
Can you tell me more?
Wow, it's something that, you know, in life that we always go out and give our love all over the world, and we give everything, that we always keep that one little spot for that special person to walk in. And I know that with all my hardships that I've been through, it's hard to show that one little spot that I have inside of me, because I know how sensitive I am. So it got to be somebody stronger than I am to come from and say, Charles, let that shield down, let me in. And I have to feel it's for real. And then I think I let it in, but I'm still afraid of it.
I try so hard to give you all the love you need. You turn your head, darling, and did just what you please.
You know, most people that your age, they're winding down things, and here, things are revving up for you. Your music career has really taken off here in the last 5 years. How did you get back into the music business, or into the music business?
I never stopped singing. When Tommy discovered me, I was on my last leg. I was about to say, hey, the world don't give a dog about me. And I was about to just give up this, go out and let myself go loosely, don't give a dog what happened to me. But it's something, it just caught me. And when Tom said, when I did a Heartaches and Pains, that is the song that really made me make a change around. Say, Charles, if you give up on yourself and let yourself go, the world don't give a dog. You got to find some kind of love and honesty in yourself. And how can you love anybody when you find someone if you don't love yourself? I ain't gonna say I'm still going to changes, because a lot of things in my mind, I just can't erase. And it took a strong person that come to me that I know that loves me to help me to erase any things to find a better life for myself.
I tried. Hey, Ram! Yeah. I tried to be a righteous man. I tried to give love all over the world. But I'm tired of being you.
Change for the World is a song that deals with racism. If we're not careful, you say, we'll be back segregated. But I hear the song in two ways. I hear it as sort of an overall look at racism, but I also hear it as, you know what, we have to look inside of ourselves individually and see the hatred that's inside ourselves as well.
That's exactly where I meant to be, John.
Okay.
To the world. And it's so true, because it like now in the U.S., if you see like with the president and stuff going on, and with police going on, police brutality, and the young kids coming up in the world, they know it all, and then they're going out and grabbing these guns, and then they're going robbing stores and stuff like that. I thought these things was getting better, but I see that it's some ways it's still getting to the same. And I'm looking at things going back. I said, well, are we going back into segregation days, or what's going on? And I'm looking at all the high-tech things that is in the world today, how we got so many great things as mankind to learn how to use and bring out of the soil to make greater things. And I think we need to look in ourselves to find the decency, the honesty, the person that you want to be. Do you want to be an evil person? Do you want to be a corrupted person that knocks good people down? Or do you want to be a good person to try to help change this world? I know it's hurt. People down in the hood, they call me ass kisser. So now, God said, well, it's not that, brother. I said, you have to look inside you to see the person that you are. Do you want to show love? Do you want to show envy and hatred? I'm not about that. I want a chance and a break like anybody else in this world, but I don't want to steal it. I don't want to hurt nobody. I want to just use my God-given talents, my love inside me, to let the world know that here's a guy, an artist is coming out. Is giving you love, honesty, and let you know himself as an individual person.
Charles Bradley, it's a thrill to get to talk to you. Thanks for your time and sharing these songs and these stories. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy, for having me.
for the world. Open arms. Stop hiding behind religion. Hate is poison in the blood. Heaven is crying. The world is shaking. God is unhappy. The moon is breaking. Blood is spilling. God is coming. What do you gotta do? Change the hate in you. We gotta change.